Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. I'm Sarah Avery of Sarah Avery Legal Practice. This week we are having a not legal at all podcast. It's going to be short and sweet. Because I'm in lockdown and I had to go and get some essential items from the pharmacy, and because it's quiet in my car, I'm recording this podcast in my car. And I'm very privileged to live and work on the traditional lands of the Ngunnawal people, and I pay my respects to their elders past, present, and emerging. I think most of Australia is in lockdown at the moment, me included, so I just wanted to tell you a really nice story. It's going to be really quick. A lot of you know from previous episodes of this podcast that I'm a member of the LGBTQI+ community, and because I like to read, I subscribe to a few authors on Facebook. So there's a prominent author, Cheyenne Blue. If you want to look her up, it's Cheyenne Blue. She writes what is known colloquially as lesfic, so books about women who love other women. And she writes pretty interesting stories. They're quite fun. I pretty much read every genre that I can get my hands on. So she has a work in progress, and she was doing the research for that. And she needed to know what trees grow in Melbourne's parks. So I'd like to tell you about what she found. And this is from her Facebook page. She found a map of inner Melbourne that shows every tree. And she found that you can click on the map and find each tree's ID. And she was looking for a tree to feature in her story. And she found a tree number 1565010, which is a drooping she oak. And she found that you can actually email the tree. She says that the email was originally for the public to let the parks know when a tree wasn't looking too good or had lost a branch. But she says people started emailing the trees and telling them stories or sending them appreciative messages or just telling them about their day. So she found this tree and she decided to email the tree. So here's her email to the tree. Dear She Oak, you have to be female with a name like that. Did you know She Oaks were called that by white settlers who thought you an inferior version of their European oak? I'm sure you know that, and I'm sure you've laughed your leaves off many, many times at their ignorance. How little they knew. I clicked on you, dear She Oak, as I'm writing a novel set in Melbourne, and I needed to know the types of trees that grow in Royal Park. You can't say I don't do my research. And I found you. The tree I reference will be you. Can I mention you in the acknowledgements? All my love and admiration, you strong, proud female tree, XO. So that's the email to the tree. And she was very excited to report she got a reply from the tree. So here's the reply from the tree. Hello, friend. Thank you for your kind and thoughtful words. I would be honoured if you mentioned me in your acknowledgements. How wonderful to be preserved in writing like that. I hope you have a tremendous day. Your friend, Drooping She Oak, tree ID 1565010. You can, if you would like, to have a look at the trees in Melbourne, Google Melbourne Urban Forest Visual, and you will find the website that deals with this urban forestry. It's the one that the author Cheyenne Blue used. So I think that that is a very sweet little story, and I wanted to pass it on to you because I think we all need some sweetness in our lives during this lockdown. I hope you're doing as well as you possibly can be. I am doing everything I can to keep myself as well as I possibly can be, and hopefully you have the resources and the time and the loved ones and the support networks to let you do that as well. If you're interested in reading Cheyenne Blue's books, you can find her on Facebook or Google her in general. Or if you're looking for books from that genre, but not specifically her, Ylva Publishing is a good place to look. That's ylva-publishing.com. They have a lot of ebooks out and about in case you need some reading material during your lockdown or just in general. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this episode of the podcast. I enjoyed making it because it's short and sweet and we all need something positive in our lives at the moment. Thank you. thank you so, so much for listening to this week's short and sweet episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. As I promised, it is short, it is sweet, and it is one of those Not Just a Lawyer episodes. It's not lawyerly at all. Have an excellent day, and thanks again for listening.